The pain of slavery is deep within us all. It was thought for years that leprosy somehow made people's limbs and extremities fall off. That was before Paul Brand, a missionary doctor who specialized in the treatment and causes of leprosy, discovered the loss of limbs and extremities was a symptom of the disease, not part of the disease itself. An important characteristic of leprosy is that pain receptors do not work properly. People with leprosy can't feel pain. When you put it like that, it sounds like a great disease. But the reality is that without pain, bad things happen. One of Dr. Brand's patients kept losing the ends of his fingers. He didn't know why or how it was happening. So Dr. Brand decided to watch him for 24 hours. What he and his team discovered was horrifying. At night, when the man was sleeping, rats would come out of hiding and feast on the man's fingers. And because the man's leprosy had caused his pain receptors to not work properly, the man didn't feel a thing. He just kept sleeping as though nothing was happening. In the morning, he had another finger partly gone. Wow. Another patient, a young girl not even 2 years old, was found by her parents in her crib one morning with blood everywhere. To their horror, they realized that she had bitten off her own fingers and was using the blood as a crayon to color her crib. They called in Dr. Brand. He was able to confirm that indeed she had leprosy. Her life was going to be incredibly difficult. She had to be restrained as a young toddler from inflicting harm on herself. She had to learn what pain was from a theoretical basis because she couldn't experience it for herself. Dr. Brand became a huge fan of pain. He wrote a book with Philip Yancey called The Gift of Pain. It's a great read, very helpful, because we've grown up learning to mask pain, to avoid it. This is why the gospel is so countercultural for us. Jesus actually invites us into a life of pain. He puts it like this: take up your cross daily and follow me. The cross was not meant to be a funky necklace or a fashion accessory. It is a literal symbol for suffering and death, symbolic of the kind of message and ministry the gospel brings. Jesus goes out of his way to encounter the pain of everyday people who live hard and horrible lives, who need hope and an answer. This is not easy to do, especially for people who have numbed themselves to pain. Somewhere in the Exodus story, the Israelites started to become dissatisfied. It began to bother them that they had forgotten who they were. We don't get the details at the front end, but there are some hints in the story that allude to some important things. For one thing, when Moses finally goes to Pharaoh and tells him to let the people go, Pharaoh asks by whose authority Moses is asking this. Moses says, "God, the God of Israel." Pharaoh says, "And who is God? I know nothing of this so-called God." That's a powerful statement. There are over 1 million Israelites in the land of Goshen, and Pharaoh is threatened by the sheer force of the Israelites' numbers. But he has never even heard of Israel's God? How could that be? Perhaps when the Israelites forgot who they were, they also forgot who God was. I'll never forget when I first heard and understood the storyline from the Song of Songs in the Bible. There is a picture painted of a